hate to end that song, but this is a snippet gospel program where we don't do the full length of the songs. We just give you a little taste, just a little flavor of what these beautiful legends are doing. Amen. We heard from Convention Worship earlier, and we just heard from Mr. Fred Hammond, the genius. So much of a genius himself. He's been in the gospel industry for many, many years, and he's been bringing us hit after hit after hit. And not only are they hits, but they are anointed songs of Zion. Amen. And we just want to keep it moving and grooving. Listen, as you know, each and every time that we bring you a show or episode, it's in love and memory of my parents, RLS, a cup of love, Caper Senior, and First Lady Bouquet of Roses, Miss Lala herself, my mom and dad, and my son, the Prince JR. Amen. They all are in heaven looking down, I'm sure, smiling on us. Amen. That we are keeping it going, keeping it moving and grooving for Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Lord. And let me tell you something. We want to get this out of the way. We want to do it because some of you are in a backslidden state. Some of you are not saved. And let me explain something to you. If you're not saved or you're in the backslidden and you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, we want to get that out of the way right now. We want to get that straightened out because we want you to make heaven just in case he should crack that sky at any given minute now, okay? So I want you to quickly repeat after me. It's not long and drawn out. We don't do that on this program, okay? We make it short and sweet and straight to the point. So I want you to say this. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I want you to come into my life, and I would like you to be my personal Savior. If you said those simple words and that simple prayer, I want to take the time as Dr. Lisa of Family Hope Ministries pastor, trying to walk in the big shoes that my parents had, that it's going to be hard for me to fill. But amen, we're going to keep the legacy of them going. Amen. If you said that, you said that prayer, Family Hope Ministries welcomes you to the family of God. I want you to go and join up with a church so that you'll have a shepherd to look up to that will pray for you, intercess for you, and teach you what? The Word of God. Amen. And before we let this program out, we're going to have a short little Bible study. But in the meantime, in between time, we're going to keep the music going. We're having a Holy Ghost party on here, y'all. Y'all keep jamming with me, okay? Because I'm heading knocking while I'm rolling these songs. Trust me, my head is knocking hard because I love what I'm listening to. We are giving God worship and song. Amen. Let everything the word says that has breath praise ye the Lord. We're going to listen to Kim Burrell now with Holy Ghost, one of my favorites. Amen. I want you to understand that this was the holidays, and some of us, we were with our families. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Let's listen to Kim. Yeah. return that jazz Christian vocalist off. She is off the chain with it, y'all. Mrs. Pastor Kim Burrell. She is off the hook with it. She gives us hit after hit after hit. The lady's vocals is sick, as the young people say. It's serious, you heard me? Every time I hear Miss Kim, I just get such chills. I feel the spirit when she opens her mouth. Her vocals are just perfect, amen. Her harmonies, oh my goodness, is just off the chain, amen. So we want to keep in mind that this was the Thanksgiving holidays. I'm hoping that everybody, you heard from your loved ones, or you reached out to your loved ones or your friends, amen. This was a blessed Thanksgiving holiday. Trust me, Satan was busy all over the land, but God was so much busy, you heard me? So we just thank God for being who he is in our lives, first and foremost. Amen. I also want to mention to you, I've been having a featured artist every week or for the past few weeks. My brother, a.k.a. Laquan, he's really Les Jr., my dad's namesake, amen, but we call him Laquan. And his voice is just simply off the hook, off the chain with it, you heard me? So what I'm trying to do is develop his fan base, because he's going to be dropping a single soon, but I make sure that y'all hear what he can do when I have my shows, so that you will be looking out and listening out for his hooks, listening out for his singles that he drops, amen. He's been singing with me, him and my sister, since we were kids. We did three-part harmony. They used to call us the Voices of Harmony. We've appeared on the West and the East Coast with our parents. We used to do plays and skits. We've appeared at the famous Walnut Street Theater, amen. Also with gospel vocalist and operatic singer Miss Shirley Ann Pritchett, amen. We have done a lot in our lifetime. I've been on TBN multiple times, amen. And that's just to give you just a little background on our musical history. Our dad was a seven-time Apollo winner. He opened up for Smokey Robinson, the Dells, all the famous people, Chuck Jackson, amen. So we have a serious musical background. So when you hear stuff from my brother, a.k.a. Laquan Les Jr., yeah, let me tell you something. You be looking out for him. His voice is, like the kids say, off the chain. His voice is lit, you heard me? So I want you to be looking out for him. I want you to listen out for him. I want you to throw love behind him and support him. And also, while I'm talking about it, I wasn't going to say nothing, but my new single just dropped. It's called Lord, I Am Yours. It's a tribute to my parents and my son and their passing, and in loving memory of them both, amen. And also, it's a tribute to any of you who have lost someone, amen, whether it's your parents, your friends, or whomever. Everybody suffered a lot of loss, and just in this past year alone with the COVID, my understanding, just to give you a news moment for Family Hope, my understanding is that we've lost 6 million worldwide just to the COVID-19 alone, and that's not even including all the natural deaths that happened in between all of that, you heard me? And what I want to say to you in this news moment is I want you to remember to make sure that you get those COVID vaccines. It's very important, y'all, because it's going to protect you from anything that you don't need to be catching and keep you out of the hospital. I know firsthand how that feels, and I have some friends that have had that experience, and you don't want it because it's not fun, okay? And it takes a long time to get that out of your body and your bloodstream, amen? So, also, while we have this news moment in the weather, I want you to know that you need to be strapped up. Don't be believing the hype when you see the weather get a little bit warm. This is, as the Bible speaking of, that you won't be able to determine the seasons. This is a winter month, so dress in winter clothes, or otherwise you shall catch pneumonia. Yes, I said it, you shall catch pneumonia. This weather's tricky, y'all, so strap up, get your quilts and your blankets ass out, get up under them things, you know what I mean? Stay strapped up, make sure you make your doctor's appointments so you don't get in bad health. You gotta keep your health up. If you have ministry, I don't care if you just pass out tracts and say Jesus loves you. You gotta keep your body well. If you go to work, you gotta stay well or go to work to take care of your family or even just yourself. So listen to Dr. Lisa, because I know what I'm talking about, okay? And just by experience, you know, you don't want it to sneak up on you. So now we're going to keep it moving and grooving. Amen. We're going to listen to Mr. Kirk Franklin, our homeboy, as they do Imagine Me. Amen. Put your hands up and wave them from side to side, wherever you are, on your jobs, in your homes, wherever you at. Rock out with Dr. Lisa. We having a Holy Ghost party, y'all. You hear me? Hey, hey, hey. Kirk Franklin, our homeboy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and later on you're going to hear my featured artist, Mr. Laquan, a.k.a. Les Jr., my dad's namesake, you hear me? You will hear from him a little bit later in the program. But in the meantime, in between time, we're going to hear from my boy, John P. Key. I do worship.
Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do.
Every dress that she changed into. It was so fashion forward and so beautiful. She looked so elegant, like the elegant rose that she is. Amen. Her vocals were off the chain. Amen. Her sisters and family members were so very supportive. And what I also love that I saw is that the fans that came and traveled from in and out of town, they all wore red purposely to help to represent the Rose of Gospel, Miss Dorinda Clark Cole. They wanted to make sure that she felt the love. And certainly, as an onlooking fan, when you see such things like that, it touches your heart automatically, especially if you're an artist like myself and like Dorinda Clark, Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole, and the Clark sisters, and everybody else in the business just doing it so big. That touches us when people go out of their way to do things like that, because people don't do that every day. And from what I understand, everybody was flying from all over the world to see her the other day, and it was just really blessed. She gave an outstanding performance, and she really brought the house down with her beautiful mega hits. And also, she knows how to dress. That's a dressing sister right there. So if anybody want to take notes, if you're just getting in the gospel industry and you want to know how to dress, you look at the Clark sisters, because they can rock out. When I looked at what First Lady Karen Clark shared had on, she was fashion forward. I saw her the other day and something that she was doing. Her attire, it was just beautiful. One event that she had done, she had a peach long drape flowing dress, and it had like crinkles on the front of it going down. It was beautiful. And then I saw her in a red and black number the other day. It was just, she knows how to dress. The Clarks, they know how to dress. Kiara, I saw her in a music video with several other sisters, Leandria, Johnson, Tasha Cobbs. Them sisters can dress. Kiki Wyatt, amen. All of them, they can dress. They know how to dress, amen. When you come into working for the Lord, you still need to put your best foot forward, especially when you're working for Christ. We should look like queens. We should look like no drags. We should look like queens, amen. And I'm not putting no pun intended, because some of them dress better than us, and that's crazy. But anyway, like I'm saying, you know, we should look our best when we are serving the Lord. We should look like we are just, you know, royalty, because that's what we are. We are part of God's kingdom. Amen. And, you know, we should look like we represent. Now, look, think about it. When we used to go to the clubs, we would make sure we was fly from the head to the toe. Nothing was out of place. So now that we working for God, it should be 10 steps better for the kingdom, that we should look royal, y'all. We got to step out and look royal. Some of us, you know, we don't care. Some of the people don't care how they come out and represent the Lord in their attire. But it does matter. It does matter. It matters to folks how we looking, because we represent the kingdom. You know what I mean?